The history of the Maya, the creation of man. Now, when we left off the last time, we had dealt with the creation of the world. Well, now we've got to create man. Now, the Popovul account of creation is dense and very highly elusive. A scholar and translator of the Popovul, Dennis Tedlock, provides many helpful explanations gleaned from his training as a daykeeper or a shaman priest amongst contemporary Maya in the region of central Guatemala. He states that the sowing and dawning that was discussed by Hurrican and Gacamatz can be understood in terms of the planting and growing of plants, the life cycle of humans, and the movements of planets in the sky. Plant seeds are sown into the earth and dawn by emerging from the ground as crops. Similarly, humans are sown in the womb during sexual relations, then dawn 9 months later when they emerge screaming into the world. They also sow in the earth and are buried after the body's death, but dawn again as spirits of death, taking the form of celestial lights of stars in the sky. The sun, the moon, Venus, and other planets disappear on their own form of sowing when they appear to sink into the earth at the horizon at the end of the day and rise again at the appointed time at the dawning. Now, the lords of creators of the Maya there are various versions. Hurrican's name can be understood as One Leg, and he's associated with the classic Mayan period deity Tahil, obsidian mirror or torch mirror, a one-legged god who is honored in a carving at the city of Palenque. It's believed that they created, of course, the world on the back of a crocodile, and that in order to get this giant creature up, his leg was bait. He just didn't get it out of the water fast enough, and so lost it. The Popovul creation story describes these gods as individuals and as members of a group of sky gods including Newborn Thunderbolt, Raw Thunderbolt, Heart of the Earth. The collection of sea gods includes Heart of the Sea, Heart of the Lake, as well as gods named Begetter, Modeler, Bearer, and Maker. This willingness to allow seemingly contradictory things to be true, in this case, to allow each creator god to be both individual and also a group of many, typical of Mesoamerican thought in mythology. So we come to the creation of people. Now again, in the Popovul of the Quiche Maya, we have the tale of creation describing the establishment of fertile lands on earth, gathering of lakes, etc., and so on. And you have the animals, and then after animals, you have the first people. Now, they made animals to inhabit the mountains and forests, including deer, jaguars, snakes, pumas, and birds. They appointed the creatures to their rightful place in the world, telling the deer to live in canyons along the banks of rivers and roam freely in the fields and forests, while telling birds to nest in the branches of trees and the safety of thick bushes. Then the creators called on the animals to speak to them and honor the gods who had given them life to the forest and the mountains. There were many names to choose from. Heart of Sky, Raw Thunderbolt, Hurricane, Plumed Serpent, Begetter, Maker, Modeler, as I'd mentioned before. But the animals could not speak a single name. All they could do were utter wild cries, screeching and squawking. The gods were not pleased, for what they wanted was a creature who was capable of keeping a count of days and offering praise and sacrifices. They told the animals and birds that they would become food for each other and for the people whom the gods hoped to create. The next thing they did, the creators tried to make human beings from mud. However, try as they might, they could not make the body hold together. It kept sliding apart and dissolving into a watery mess. Its face was not pleasing because it had a lopsided look, and although the creatures could speak, its words made no sense. The gods agreed just to let the body dissolve. The man of mud was a false start, and they decided to let it be a thought that led nowhere. However, they were determined to keep trying to create a human being. They decided the next time to consult an ancient pair of deities, divine equivalent of the daykeepers or shaman diviners of the Quiche Maya. The couple were called Zapolca and Exmunque. The Hurrican and Gacamatz addressed the couple, grandfather and grandmother, matchmaker, midwife, and makers of jewelry and incense, carpenters and craftsmen. Hurrican and Gacamatz asked the diviners whether human beings could be made from wood. The grandfather and grandmother performed a divination using kernels of corn and coral seeds and declared that wood was a suitable material for making people. But they warned Hurricane against trying to trick Guacamutz. This aside perhaps reflects the god's association with the form of Aztec deity Tezcatlipoca. At any rate, Guacamutz and Hurricane listened to the grandparents' reply and decided at once to fill the earth with wooden people. Let it be so, they said, and their words were enough to make it happen. Wooden people spread across the lands of America. The men were made of wood from the coral tree, and the women were made from the core of bulrushes. The people formed families and multiplied, but although they could speak, their hearts and minds were empty. They did not remember their creators, or count the days and honor the gods at the appropriate times. Moreover, although the people could walk and behave much like human beings, their skin was dry and flaky because they had no sweat, and their bodies warped in the heat because they had no blood to keep them moist. The gods determined to do away with the race of wooden people. Hurricane sent a powerful rainstorm that produced a vast flood, and many of the people were drowned. To deal with the survivors, Hurricane sent terrifying monsters, including Gouger of Faces, who carved out eyeballs, and Sudden Bloodletter, who pulled off their heads. The natural order the gods had established unraveled. Animals left their appointed places in the forests and the mountains and invaded the houses of the people. The grinding stones, cooking pots, rose up in violence and smashed the faces of the terrified wooden people. The dogs they had kept attacked them. Even the hearthstones in the family fireplace leaped out and set the people's heads on fire. The few survivors of the failed creation of wooden people had battered heads and faces, but still looked a little like human beings. They were allowed to live in the world in the form of monkeys. For this reason, the monkeys and apes of the forest resemble people. They are a reminder of a less than perfect creation. The humans forget their duty to mark the days, offer praise to the gods, and seek divine patterns in their lives, then they have become little better than the wooden people whose hearts and minds were empty. Guacamutz and Hurricane had now made 3 failed attempts to create a being capable of marking sacred days with a calendar and offering praise to the creators, but they were determined to keep trying. Their last try was an interesting plan. They took the finest cornmeal, which was stolen by them with the help of the fox, coyote and crow and parrot, from the heart of a mountain. They then molded 4 men, endowing each with perfect sense of perception. Their minds could grasp all knowledge, and they could see to infinity. Unfortunately, these were supermen who were equal to the gods. So to reduce their abilities, the gods breathed upon their faces, and it reduced their mental capacities down to where the gods wanted them. Their sight had been dimmed, in other words. All they could still see clearly was what was discovered when they awoke. From then on, dawn reddened the eastern sky when the morning star heralded the sunrise. These new creatures, human beings, understood religious ceremony and gave thanks and homage to the gods who were now satisfied. And then they were, of course, granted women as well. So it's an interesting look at how man comes about and the different points of view about sowing and growing. So we'll be going on next time to the concept of heaven and the underworld of Xbalba. The sources for this are the Maya by Coe, the Civilization of the Maya by Anaquin, the Popo Vuh, In Search of the Maya by Brunhaus, Outline Dictionary of Mayan Glyphs by Gates, Incidents and the Travels of the Yucatan by Stevenson, New World Archaeology by Scientific American, Aztec and Maya by Phillips, Yucatan Before and After the Conquest by Delanda, Rise and Fall of the Maya by Mayan Civilization by Thompson, and Maya History and Religion by Thompson. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.